This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built Forward Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. Really nice comeback win for the Mets last night and another disappointing loss for the Yankees. And all my barometer Yankee people, you know, I check the barometer with these Yankees fans, these Yankees broadcasters, and they are not happy. Even the most positive ones, the ones that give Brian Cashman the benefit of the doubt and Aaron Boone the benefit of the doubt and all these guys that say, hey, the Yankees have been great, like a C-Mac, like a Susan Waldman. Now, we were driving home from the same thing last night, and I was listening to the Yankee game when a couple errors were made by Volpe and Peraza, and let me tell you something, Susan Waldman has had it. She has had it with the left side of the infield. She goes, here we go again, the left side of the infield. Have we been talking about it all year? We've been talking about it all year. So she wants to trade desperately, doesn't like those guys on the left side of the infield. Then C-Mac this morning said, hey, if Brian Cashman doesn't improve this team, even him would say that he failed in a big way this year. And no one's been up Brian Cashman's butt more than C-Mac over the last 10 years or so. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning. I was actually listening to the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Mets came back, as you pointed out, and that was the Met team that we saw last year. Now, Brett Beatty is doing his thing, man, and good for him. Maybe he's winning a job now. But I will say that the bullpen was pieced together for the Mets. I know you want to talk about the Yankees because that's the negative thing, and that's what
we
always
kind of
focus on. But I'll say that we're getting into that territory now because we're very close to the trade deadline where it all encompasses Brian Cashman. Like, mm-hmm. Brian Cashman's name comes out of everybody's mouth.
Yep.
Now for the next 2 weeks until he does something. And you know, it's funny, it's not funny, but you know, Susan's a fan. You know, she's a fan of the team, she's a fan of the player she covers. You know, when she does those post-game interviews with the player of the game when they do win, you know how happy she is, and you can hear her come through the microphone. And I think fans are used to that. And you know, she's one, and like my man John Flaherty.
Yeah.
You know, they're truly not afraid to be, I would say, not afraid to critique the team, the way that the team is playing, the mistakes that they're making, just the overall laissez-faire way of the way that they're playing. And that's something that I appreciate. You know, that's I appreciate that. But they all are looking, I mean, everybody in the Yankee universe right now, to me, is all looking to Brian Cashman. They want Suarez from Arizona. Yeah. Yep. They want that guy, and they want him at third base, and they want him there tomorrow. And they want somebody that is going to go in this middle lineup and is going to be productive offensively as well as a stud defensively. And that's exactly what he is, and he's exactly the guy that they need. That is the guy that they need 100%. He'll take pressure off of Volpe. He'll add length to the lineup. He will be a stout defensive third baseman, which is something that they need desperately. And to me, it doesn't fix all the issues that they may have, but that is the most important issue from my perspective of what they need.
Yeah, and it's interesting because during this error fest on the left side of the infield, Susan also said the teams that the Yankees are talking to about making a trade for a third baseman, well, the price just went up because they know how desperate the Yankees are and how other teams are going to be in the mix as well. But, I mean, and now you're four games back of the Blue Jays. I mean, this Blue Jays team was a non-factor a month and a half ago. You're four games back of them. They don't lose at home. And we're watching on CBS Sports Network now, routine plays should be routine plays for Peraza and Volpe turn out to be errors, and Goldschmidt's trying his best, but couldn't do it. And, you know, the Volpe thing, you can talk about his offense all you want. I mean, in these key situations when the ball gets hit to him, it's like he either makes a mistake and he can't field it cleanly, or he throws it away. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm just wondering whether or not, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, we've seen players before have the yips. I'm not saying he has the yips. What I'm saying is that there's something going on with him confidence-wise to make the basic everyday play that unfortunately he's not making. And it's hard to watch because he's a young player and he should be getting better each and every day, and he should be understanding that, you know, it requires a level of consistency if you want to play the most important position in baseball. And unfortunately, right now, it's really inconsistent. I feel bad for him because, you know, I'm a guy that, even though I'm not a Yankee fan, I do appreciate that he's a local kid and he's, you know, given the most important position on the field, and he is just grinding through it right now, and it hurts to watch, actually.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, it's just, these are throws that have to be made, you know, in Major League Baseball. I mean, it just cannot, you're talking about a routine play, and I mean, you could say, you know, Goldschmidt needs to pick that. He's been over there doing that the entire year, saving everybody's ass. You know, so, I mean, in situations like that, he's like, can you just throw the goddamn shortstop of the New York Yankees? Can you give me a good throw two outs, for God's sakes?
You know, I think like Goldschmidt and Bellinger have been great ads for the Yankees, but I feel like that they've been, especially Goldschmidt, it's kind of been like handcuffed by the left side of the infield.
Yeah, well, it's been.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know why. It's a really hard thing to put your finger on. You know, if you sat here and you told me Volpe was making $25 million,
yeah,
it would add a little bit more fire to, you know, what we would be talking about in regards to him. But he's not. You know, he's still a kid that's on his rookie deal. He's still a kid trying to find his way. And the pressure is mounting. It's getting louder and louder. We know his family's dealing with it. We know that his local inner circle's dealing with it. He's probably hearing it from them. The most important thing, I'm just telling you, if his family is listening right now, and take it from somebody who has lived through it but at an older age, if his family is listening right now, you got to turn off the social media. You got to turn off all the negativity. You got to somehow just support and just tell him how much you love him and how much you support him and how much you believe in him, and stop with the negativity. And I know sometimes family members get involved in things that they didn't really want to be a part of in the first place, like his dad. His dad doesn't want to be in a fight with anybody at a game. He just wants to support his kid.
Yeah.
And stuff like that is going to happen because of the intensity. And it also could happen because of the Mets side of things and how nasty it can get between the two fan bases at some lower level. That's the only way I could put it. I mean, I get so crazed when you see Met and Yankee fans yelling and back and forth at each other. Who cares?
Yeah, like, well.
What we want as New Yorkers, we want them both in the World Series together. That's what we should all want.
Yeah, well, I would like to see the Mets win a World Series no matter who they beat. Obviously, it would be a little bit sweeter if it's the Yankees. But, you know, we always talk about how special it is when a homegrown kid can do something in that uniform of the team that he grew up playing for. And, you know, you didn't grow up a Jets fan, but obviously you grew up on Long Island. In New York, you know, the Hofstra is where you train, which is in Nassau County, all of these things. So, you know, you come home and there's some good moments and there's a lot of bad moments. And sometimes those bad moments get exacerbated, there we go, by the fact that you're home and then the family's in the stands. You've told those stories before. And it's such a great thing when someone like Anthony Volpe gets a chance to be the next Derek Jeter. But when it doesn't go well, it doesn't go well times 10.
You know, but the thing about it, the other game, he has two home runs.
Yeah.
And they win. It's great. And it's awesome. And you wake up the next morning like, okay, you know, maybe he's coming out of his funk a little bit. Mm. And then, you know, then all of a sudden last night, a key error. And now we're all, but I'm just saying, I feel like now everybody's back on piling on again because he's inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, and you got, it's funny if you look at it, Suarez there. So, you know, Volpe's got 12 errors, which is second in baseball, and then Suarez has got 11 right behind him. But, of course, the offense does make up for it in a big way. And not all errors are created equal, as we know. Look,
Jazz Chisholm in what, 68 games has 10 errors. But then again, he'll tell you, I'm a second baseman.
Well, but he's not wrong.
He's not, but, you know, you'd like to have guys on your team that are going to be unselfish and are going to do, you know, what the team thinks is in the best interest of the team. And maybe it's not the best interest of the team to put Jazz over there at third base. Okay, I understand. But, you know, to come out and just say, like, hey, I'm a second baseman. I mean, like, you know, that's like what happened with Devers up there in Boston.
Yeah, but, I mean, Devers got himself out of there, you know, at Jazz. He does love Aaron Boone. He loves being a Yankee. I think he was just kind of giving you an explanation as to, you know, why he struggled over there and the fact that he hasn't played a ton of games. But, you know, now the question is it going to be money or prospects for the Yankees? They got no choice. No choice but to upgrade in a big way at the deadline. And is it going to be trading some of these guys that we hear about and, you know, the Lombards and the Spencer Joneses and all these guys that everybody talks about? You can't, these are untouchable guys, just like Anthony Volpe at one point was an untouchable guy. Do they take on more salary and potentially have to get banged with another luxury tax thing? I mean, the same thing for the Mets. I don't think Steve Cohen cares as much about the tax stuff as the Yankees do, but it's the same thing for the Mets. Like, how far are you willing to go? We got a million.
They need a center fielder, and we all know every team's looking for bullpen help. You know, Kodai Senga was terrible last night.
Yep.
I mean, you know, yet the interesting thing is, like, in these last 50 games, like, it's amazing how Lindor goes into a slump, Diaz comes in, gives up, you know, game-tying, you know, runs. Senga comes out, only goes three innings. I mean, it's amazing how all these top-end guys have all had their negative moments that have led to the inconsistency of the team. But they know they need a freaking center fielder that's offensive in nature. I mean, right now, it's almost like a pitcher that is hitting, you know, when Taylor's up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even, he doesn't belong here because he can't hit.
Well, he had some key moments offensively last year. He's had none this year. And, yeah, I mean, that's an issue. I also think, you know, getting another starting pitcher for the Mets is something that they really have to focus on. But, you know, I just, how far do you go? How important is it? And, of course, you know, even though David Stearns wasn't here, you know, that whole Pete Crow Armstrong thing is, like, hovering over everybody's head. There could be, you know, a million prospects that you trade away that turn into nothing.
Which does happen.
Right, more often than not. But then when the one guy like this and the guy's a legit all-star turning into a superstar, then that's all you think
about.
The
guy has a name, Pete Crow Armstrong. That tells you he's going to be a superstar,
right? PCA.
PCA, baby. You can't be trading Pete. Whatever, it's not David Stearns' fault, but...
No.
It is, but... You know, that's what you have to watch out for if you are the Yankees or the Mets. Like, the last thing you want is to bring somebody in here that all of a sudden, you know, doesn't fit, doesn't work out, like Javi Baez, and then have the guy that you traded for him go on to become an all-star.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and be on the team that's got the best record in the National League.
That's such a Met thing.
It is. I mean, it hasn't necessarily happened with this particular regime. Now, the Pete Crow Armstrong trade did happen under Steve Cohen's watch. But not with David Stearns. So, but yeah, I mean, that's a frustrating one. You don't want that to happen. And obviously that team went nowhere after the Javi Baez trade, went right in the toilet, and then the fans started turning on him and the team started turning on the fans. It was a mess.
And this was the major learning experience for the big money shortstop that we had signed. If you remembered, that was, you know, Francisco Lindor was getting it too.
Yeah.
And they had the whole thumbs down thing going on. And it was a learning experience for Francisco. But then again, you know, last year, the second half of the season, he felt the fruits of what it's like to be in the middle of a winning team here in New York and how great it is. And the oh my gods and everything else that was going on last year. And I think Juan Soto's feeling a little bit of that now. Like he's had his moments. He's had some really good moments and he had a really good June. But, you know, the Met fan wants more. You heard the boos over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, and he has, you know, he has a big hit last night. Even though they can't really shift, they were playing him a certain way. And he was able to get that single right between the shortstop and the second baseman in a key situation. So, I mean, that was a big one for them and a big one for him as things were looking horrible for them last night.
Yes, it was.
I mean, and by the way, you know, shout out Logan Ohapi, you know where he's from, the catcher who hit a home run last night and also was involved in that kind of messy play at the plate. Huh? You know where he's from?
Belport.
Sayville, Long Island.
Sayville.
Logan Ohapi. Sayville hits a home run there in Queens. As a Sayville guy, running around the bases, but then obviously
here he is.
Yeah, bang! Look at that. He's just living it up, like the anti-Anthony Volpe right there. He comes into town, he's home, and then bang! But then at the end, it just got sloppy for them. But that's just not. They're really not a good baseball team. You know, they're a 500 middling baseball team, and the Mets that they for the majority of the season and played
with Mike Trout in the middle of that lineup,
right. But, I mean, is Mike Trout still Mike Trout?
I mean, when he's in that batter's box, you feel like every time he's in there, he's going to get a hit.
I feel like every time he's in there, he's going to pull a muscle. That's what I mean. Yeah, the guy's been,
yes,
I mean, his entire career has been derailed by injury after injury. I mean, he was on pace to be one of the greatest statistical players in the history of the game.
I know.
And that's not hyperbole. And then it just all was injury after injury after injury after injury. But yeah, so the Mets have to take care of business at home against teams like this that they're better than. And it got a little dicey last night, but that's a nice comeback win for them. And now the Yankees, I mean, they've got, you know, Rodon was not terrible last night, but he certainly wasn't good. You know, they're facing Max Scherzer tonight. And this Blue Jays team's got this home winning streak. The Yankees got to smack around Max Scherzer. That's just the bottom line. I don't want to even hear about anything else. They got to hang a six spot on him in a couple of innings and get his old ass out of there.
Mercenary piece of crap.
Yeah. And then start feeling better about themselves.
You know, it's amazing. Just think, a few years back, you had Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer both wearing Met uniforms.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Making $40 million a year each at 40 years old. Million for every year they're on the planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Jerry, we were a couple miles from your house yesterday.
I heard.
You ever play that Beacon Hill Country Club?
No.
Really fun place.
I mean, it is a really unique golf course. It's a very small piece of property. They did a renovation, I guess, about 7 years ago. Who was the member there, G?
Oh, Vince Lombardi.
That's right. Yes. I think 100 people told us that.
Yeah, Vince Lombardi.
All right, so Boomer and Geo roll up, and it was it's a really small piece of property, so they got to be really creative with the way that they renovated the golf course and everything else. I actually had a lot of fun.
No, it was great. I mean, it's just that a lot of balls flying around in a golf course that small.
Yes.
A lot of fours. But it's a really fun place. It was awesome. A lot of history there. And, a lot of people, there was a few guys who wanted to throw a party at your house afterwards. And I said, no.
Yeah, I wasn't invited. Let's go over to Jerry's. Not coming to my house.
No, it was all these guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. The one guy said, where's Jerry? Is that Jerry Recco? And he pointed to a friend of mine. And I said, no, that's not Jerry Recco. And he goes, didn't Jerry Recco live around here? I said, yeah, he lives a couple miles away. He goes, let's go over his house.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I said, you know what? I think he would love for us to come over. We're going to bring over a pile of electricians.
And
hang out in your backyard.
That's right. Cooper Electric.
Right. Nice.
They could have fixed some stuff for you.
They could have.
Given you a new generator.
Sure. Could have invited me. I wasn't invited. That's fine. That's it. Therefore, stay away from my property.
It wasn't a thing that we could invite you to.
I didn't say you.
Yeah. Just, okay.
Well, if these bastards want to come to my house, invite me.
Well, they're not bastards. I mean, they're very nice.
They're great people.
Hey, I love you.
Don't invite yourself to my house when you don't invite me to the event.
Well, one guy loves Jerry Recco.
And that's awesome.
Loved it. That's all he could talk about was Jerry Recco.
That's very nice.
He wasn't in charge of the invites. He was just holding
me when the invites went out, though. That's all right.
No, he was a guest of Cooper Electric.
Oh, okay.
All right. He was one of the guys, like, we were guests.
Right.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, I mean, that would have been great if we just showed up at Jerry's house.
Oh, that would have been like awesome.
15 of us.
Hey, Jerry.
Enjoy the backyard.
All right. What's happening in sports?
We are brought to you by Sandstone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. So the Yankees, I think, is the place to start because of this mess of an inning last night where they lost. Not to be overlooked, as Carlos Rodon did walk the leadoff batter. Did give up the base hit and then the double to make it a 2-1 game. Toronto was in the lead already, but this certainly did not help.
First pitch from Rodon. Put it in play, left side. Peraza gobbles. Throws over. Oh, he throws wild. Scoring is Bichette. Going to second is Straw. He threw that sidearm and it tailed, and Goldschmidt had no chance. E5.
You can hear Susan in the background, and if
that's two outs, man, you can't. You know, that's just.
Yeah, and then on the next, and by the way, that was
just giving a game away.
Yes, and then here it makes it worse.
3-2 pitch here, and hit up the middle, and there's Volpe stumbling just a little bit, zips one over, dug out by Goldschmidt, then dropped. Oh no! Run scores. It's 4-1 Toronto. He had to reach across his body to get that throw, which was not great. But he got a glove on it, and it came out of his glove.
You see how he threw it?
That's the Volpe.
Short arm. Yeah. Like he was trying to aim it. And yeah. I'm like, man, that's bad because you gotta play fluid baseball. You got to be able to pick the ball, stand up, and just throw it over there. And he was trying to – and quarterbacks, too, by the way, do this. Sometimes when you lose your confidence, you start trying to direct the ball and you try to aim the ball. as opposed to just throwing it.
It's got to be second nature, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, oh, God. So cringe.
Here was Volpe on that play.
I rushed the throw, pulled it, and gave Goldie a tough pick to handle.
You hear it now.
I mean, you suck!
Jeez, God. I mentioned Rodon. A lot of pitches. Only got through five innings.
I don't know. They strung together some good at-bats, and they were longer at-bats, and I was trying to make pitches, and it just wasn't crisp.
I think it was Schneider that had the 15-pitch at-bat, where it was just foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, he only gave up two earned runs. I mean, like, you know, maybe he gets out of that inning, and you never know.
I know, but he's still 100 pitches in five innings a lot. But
laboring.
A lot of laboring, yeah. And now a lead that used to be 7 on Tampa and 8 on Toronto is now a 4-game deficit for the Yankees, as the Blue Jays have won 11 straight at home, 17-4 overall in their last 21 games. You will get,
Jerry, you know what?
Schlittler and Scherzer tonight.
They own the Yankees right now.
Right now they do.
They do, man.
Right now they do. It's hard to argue with
that. Slapping them around.
I think they've beat them 6 straight times now. So, yeah, pretty much. Yankees 55-45. Now, as for the Mets, they were down in this game 4-0 and 5-2 to the Angels. And yet here was Juan Soto with runners in scoring position after a stolen base by Francisco Lindor put second and third. And here was Soto.
1-2. Chopper hit to the middle. Base hit going into center field. Soto gets the job done. Acuna is in. Lindor is in. We are tied at 5. Juan Soto, big two-run single to the right side of second base. And in the bottom of the 7th, the Mets have come all the way back to tie it at 5.
Juan Soto!
Right. Juan Soto! Hey, what do you know? It hit with runners in scoring position. That's good, G.
Damn, hell.
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about in a warm-up show. I'm not impressed with the base hit, but I mean, come on.
Who said that they were not impressed? It's not exactly a line drive
to center field.
My
point was, that's how goofy baseball is, because Stanton hits a missile in the 8th inning.
But nobody's on.
But that's an 0-for-1. This is a clutch base hit. It's, you got to hit him where they aim.
Well, which is exactly what he did.
Did somebody say this morning that they weren't impressed with the base hit?
It looked like a weak nothing dribbler that could have easily been a double play.
It was a
better swing the other night on Saturday when he lashes a ball to the upper deck. He misses a monster home run by 2 inches. That's a more impressive at bat. But he got the job done. Hit him where they ain't. It counts. It's a 1-for-1.
That's been 2 runs. Thank God. That's what he's supposed to.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, man, you have some pent up aggression this morning. What is wrong with you?
That was aggressive.
Hey, you know, like, hey, check your anger at the door when you come in.
I don't
in
have
here.
It. Who's angry?
What was that?
That was aggressive mocking.
That's what it was.
Aggressive mocking.
Man,
yeah.
You're taking issue with a guy who I think had a pretty good take. How many good balls in the NFL did you throw that went off the hands of a receiver and that goes down as an interception
way
for you?
Way too many.
When it should be on that guy.
Way too many.
Then you throw a perfect ball and this jackass breaks off the route and it goes right to the safety and you look like the a-hole that didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm just saying.
Games are goofy.
That is a clutch hit, which is what you're paying $760 million
for. And I will tell
you,
he's had much better at-bats this year and he's got nothing for them.
He's so good he was able to place that ball between the shortstop and the second baseman. Maybe. Knew exactly what he was doing.
I mean, maybe. I'm still trying to get to the bottom of why somebody was not impressed with a big moment in a game where 2 runs were scored to tie the game.
When that ball left his bat that had double play written all over it, why that dude on the Angels didn't go towards the ball even?
There was second and third.
You want the second baseman or you want the third? You want the shortstop or the second baseman to go?
Second baseman lollygagged it. Didn't even go looking like, I don't know, he just looked like he got
good. You know what? Good that he lollygagged it. He plays for the Angels. He doesn't play for the Mets. What do you care?
Hey, Steven, run, or whoever's there, Andrew, I think Steven's off this week. Can you run that back one more time? I want to see if we got a lollygag there at second base. I want to make sure that we are on the same page here or not. I'm not positive. Here we go. Do we have a lollygag?
They didn't even make a move towards the ball.
Yeah, he didn't give an effort. Now, I don't know if he would have gotten there, but he didn't even try.
There's no way he would have gotten there.
He probably would not have, but he did not even try.
Even if you knock the ball down, you save a run.
True. But
nonetheless, it's that's exactly what he is supposed to be doing, Juan Soto.
No, he's supposed to be hitting a liner in the gap.
He knocked in two runs to tie the game in the bottom of the seventh inning.
I'm happy he swung the bat.
That is a hit with RISP. You know what RISP is?
Runners in scoring position.
Very good.
Boom.
And it's clutch. It's late in the game. That's what he's paid to do.
All these things balance themselves out.
Good at bats earlier in the season. But I don't want to minimize what he just did.
We're not
I
think what
you guys are minimizing
it. It wasn't like he just had a monster line drive and look at what I did. He hit a ground ball and there was no one there.
Two runs, thank God. That's what he's supposed to do. Holy God.
Aggressive mocking.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Two runs, thank God. That's what he's supposed to do.
Oh boy. Here is Brett Beatty. He homered. He says things starting to improve.
Just trying to have quality at bats, hit the ball hard, and play good defense. So I feel like I'm in a good spot.
He also scored the go ahead run in the eighth on the error of the throw from the third baseman. The catcher didn't catch it. Carlos Mendoza. So the bullpen was really good. This was after Kodai Senga threw a lot of pitches in just three innings.
That was kind of like the number. He had like six or seven more. So at that point, especially after he threw, I think it was 32, 33 that inning, we weren't going to send him back out. So, but yeah, we will continue to increase the pitch count here accordingly. And yeah, we'll continue to build them up.
Tonight you got Frankie Montas and Kyle Hendricks. Before I get to the Phillies, because the Mets stay a half game behind them, David Stearns did speak. He mentioned center field as a spot of need, kind of.
Positionally, the one position where we haven't gotten the level of production that we probably anticipated coming into the year is center field, and I don't think I'm saying anything that's going to surprise anyone. But I really like the defense that Tyrone Taylor brings and how he contributes to this team.
And then he would go on to say Jeff McNeil has made center field better.
I also think Jeff is growing more comfortable out there. So I think for me at least, the bar to improve center field has probably risen over the past, let's say, 2 weeks.
And now his last comment on center field in terms of trading for a center fielder.
That's the obvious position, and I understand that. I'm certain we're going to be engaged, but we got to clear a bar. That we actually can make better, given the price that I think these things are going to
cost.
Doesn't
seem like he's planning on making a move. Doesn't mean he won't, but
it's just the GM speak. It's not just him. It's not just him. Positionally, a bar, it's raised. It's like, all right, yeah, center field sucks. You're going to try to make a trade, and hopefully you can.
Maybe.
But you might not. That's what he said.
Exactly. There. Now, we mentioned they stay a half game behind the Phillies. That's because they beat the Red Sox in 10 in an odd fashion.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. There is catcher's interference. Batters awarded first base.
Game over on catcher's interference.
And that was Phillies radio with the call. There were bases loaded in the 10th after the Red Sox had intentionally walked a batter to make the bases loaded. And on the check swing, you get the catcher's interference, and 3-2 was the final score. Zach Wheeler, by the way, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, no decision, but again, pitched really well. Astros beat the Diamondbacks 6-3 in the loss. Eugenio Suarez hit his 36th home run, so if he's trying to get traded, he is he's doing the job recently and lately in terms of hitting the long ball. The Brewers continue to win. It's 11 straight for Milwaukee as they beat Seattle by the score of 6-0. We've got training camps opening up around the country and around the NFL. In Oxnard, Jerry Jones spoke, talking about the state of the Cowboys. Micah Parsons is a big topic, as you can imagine. He wants a new deal. Remember, like a couple months ago, they said they had the parameters of a deal in place, but yet nothing's happened
yet.
Well,
I think the TJ Watt contract changed those parameters potentially.
For sure, sure. Here was Jones basically saying things can go very wrong after you sign guys to long contracts.
Contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car.
Come on. I mean, what an argument. We're not going to sign our best player to a long-term deal because he might get hit by a car.
I found that very funny.
I mean, he's got, what, 10% left in that head of his?
He's all right. He's still.
I mean, he's not. Listen,
he's all right. He talks in circles sometimes.
He's went from a steak knife to a butter knife, man. He's not nearly as sharp as he
smiles and glory holes.
Well, he says, you can criticize me. It's okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
I know you know that I don't cut my throat every time somebody writes something bad about me. I know you know that. And so that's not an issue either.
Which is good to hear. We don't want him doing any of that in his alone time. He also
so right now, Micah Parsons is under the fifth-year option.
Yeah, that's what he'll be playing under. Yeah.
Right, so he'll be making about $24 million right now, and I don't blame him. He should get a new contract. He should get an extension. And, you know, you could see the numbers that CBS Sports Network is putting up right now. T.J. Watt, average per year, $41 million. Myles Garrett, $40 million. Daniil Hunter, $35.6 million, and Max Crosby, $35.5 million. So he's got to be somewhere up in there. He's got to be north of Brian Burns, who's number six on this list at that position at $28.2 million, and Nick Bosa's $34 million. So he's got to be north of $34 million.
You would certainly think so, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, as a Dallas Cowboy fan, what are you expecting?
I expect a deal to get done before the first week of the season.
What kind of deal?
I have no idea. Something along the Myles Garrett, TJ Watt numbers, I would think.
How much guaranteed money? How many years? Clauses. If he gets hit by a car, he's going to get all the money.
80% guaranteed money. And don't you dare twist this on me, okay?
Twist what?
The way you always do this. This is Jerry Jones yesterday, all right? Talking about having not been in the NFC Championship game in a very long time.
Everybody in this room should know that I've got to live more in today than I've ever had to because that old time's running out. And that's just a fact. That's just what it is. So I'm living for now.
That's not me saying that.
That's what you said two years ago.
It's the same thing he said 2 years ago.
You gave us a tip that he wasn't going to be around much longer.
Wrong. That's what he said 2 years ago.
You know what? But Jerry, once again, you're highlighting this, so it almost seems like.
Well, I'm playing it because he said it again. I didn't say it.
You're highlighting.
Next thing you know, you're dead.
Yeah.
Right. See, I think this is something like, you know how I am when I get something right and I just belabor the point that I got it right.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I kind of feel like this is.
I'm proving my point. Well, you blamed me for this for 2 years.
Yeah,
all
but
I do is play the clips.
But I think, though, this you're coming back with these clips because you want to prove that you were right 2 years
Correct.
Ago, that he was on his deathbed.
I would agree with that. No, what deathbed? What are you talking about?
That's what I heard.
No, that is not.
That's exactly what we both heard.
Yeah.
And I think, Al, did Jerry come on here and say that Jerry Jones only had a couple years left?
It's so hard because I don't know if it's taken out of context or not. We played the clips so much, I don't know.
We're all on borrowed time. Our death clock is winding down minute by minute.
Our death clock?
Jesus. I don't remember that one.
Holy God, Jerry.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Our death clock. Death clock.
That's true.
You could be a cat so death gets clock hit by a car like on the side of the road.
What's that?
His death clock more like a stopwatch?
No, it'd be a countdown clock.
Oh.
But we don't know. But we don't know what the end date is. And I don't think any of us want to know. Like, would you want to know?
No, not of course not.
Right. But we all have it. We just don't know when it is.
I thought it was Sunday night when I got home from Ocean Beach.
And Philip Rivers formally announced his retirement. He is retiring as a Charger, not as a Colt. So we'll have more audio from the Bengals who spoke yesterday as well. Yeah, so some good stuff from that organization as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, yesterday.
Yeah.
We had this whole discussion about sharks, and I told you I saw Jaws on CW11.
Yeah.
After the Met game the other night, it came on, so I ended up watching it. And we were talking about, you know, what would you do if you were a politician in charge of the beaches and you saw sharks, and you were saying that they were spending too much money.
They are.
On trying to locate these sharks. So yesterday, we have a friend who's over at Fire Island.
Yeah.
And he sends us a photo.
Yeah, it was a big shark. They got the fisherman was out there. He wasn't trying to catch a shark, but he caught a shark, and it was a sand tiger shark. It was probably about 7-8 feet. And it was big.
And where was that on Fire Island? Was that Point of Woods?
Probably. You know, I know him to be over there. So yes.
Right, yeah, okay.
So it was massive. I don't know if I have. Is it Andrew today? Who's there? Because I could actually get this picture to them so we could show it on CBS Sports Network. What I'll do is, any of you guys have Andrew's number in there? I'll text it to Eddie, and then Eddie can text it to him or Al to put Al and Eddie on the same text here. And, it's insane. Now, I still stand by my take that these sand tiger sharks are not going to completely eat you like a shark.
You could lose a lower leg at this thing. The size of that thing.
No. It doesn't do that. It gives you.
You can't make a mistake.
Exploratory bites. That's what they do.
This thing takes a bite out of you this size of a shark. They're taking the calf, at least the calf.
No. It's exploratory.
Exploratory.
They go like this. Like you would. Hey, you want to taste this thing that you never had before? And then you take a little tiny bit and you go, it's not any good. That's what they do. They take a bite at a human. They dig a little exploratory bite. If you see any of these bites that people have had.
What are you, like some sort of shark expert?
No, I'm just telling you right now that this is the way it's been. If you look at all of the people that have been bitten by these sand tiger sharks on Long Island, nobody's lost a limb. Nobody's bled out.
Yeah, but
it's like a little nip.
This is not a little shark, though.
That doesn't mean, okay.
It's got a big mouth.
I know it does.
And maybe that little nip, is a calf.
But it hasn't happened. So when it happens, I'll say sure.
It is amazing that, the things that we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I know. One of them.
Two of them happened, and one was really sad. But this, can you send this picture, or should I send
the
picture?
I sent it already to those guys who passed it along. But, yeah, I mean, in that conversation yesterday, I said I'm not afraid of sharks when I'm in the ocean. I'm afraid of rip current. And then you see the horrible story about Malcolm Jamal Warner who drowns in Costa Rica because of a strong rip current. I mean, I mean, that stuff is obviously nothing to mess with, and then you start fighting against the rip current, and you lose all your energy, and then bad things happen. So, yes, that was interesting. We had that conversation, and we got a picture of that shark and then that horrible story. But, yeah, I mean, I love the ocean. I want my daughters to enjoy the ocean. It's why I live here. Mm. I don't want it to be like some sort of panic every time someone jumps in the ocean. Like there are, you know, there's marine life in the ocean. It's their home.
Yeah, we know that. That's so what jump, I was just saying.
But you can still jump in there and enjoy the waves a little bit and go pee in the ocean as opposed to walk into the bathroom. You can do all that stuff and not die. It's okay. I don't want everybody to be afraid of everything.
Trying to think if I ever, you know, I probably have peed in the ocean, I'm sure.
How could you not?
I'm sure I have. But I also know that I've dug a hole and just sat there.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I really have. Yeah, so there it is.
Right, look at the size of that thing.
Yeah.
Right, so you got to tell me that thing's just, you know, little nip is not going to be much.
I'm telling you, that has been the stories so far when the people on Long Island have been bitten by these sharks.
That looks like a 10-footer, man.
It's little nips. That's
what looks like. That looks like a 10-footer, though.
Looks like a 10-footer?
Yeah.
What did he say? What did our buddy say?
I don't know.
He said, it had to be 5 or 6 feet.
That's not 5. That's 10 feet. Look at how big that thing is.
I don't think it's 10 feet.
All right, so how big's the guy who's got his hands on the tail?
He's 5'10".
So if he laid down on that shark, he would not reach.
They'd be about the same length, I think.
No, they wouldn't.
I think they'd be about the same length.
That's a big shark.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks big, certainly. But, hey, you know what didn't happen there? That guy didn't get eaten. The human won that battle. And by the way, he was released back into the ocean safely and swam away. Apparently took a couple guys.
Somebody.
Yeah, right. No, it ate the bunker. That's the one's not interested in us. Eat the bunker fish.
Yeah, okay.
Watch, I'm going to Google.
Hey, it's all fun and games until somebody gets chopped off at the calf.
It hasn't happened yet. I just don't. We can't be living in a panic every time.
All I'm saying, okay, is that I think you have to be doing everything you possibly can to be able to locate these things, whether it be via drone. I don't know about the helicopter. I think it's a little bit much, but, you know, a drone sighting. I mean, something like that is not that difficult.
So here we go. Sand tiger sharks. This is from AI, Google's AI. All right? Sand tiger sharks are known to take exploratory bites, particularly of smaller individuals, which are likely the cause of many reported bites on humans.
Like your kids.
These bites are typically not aggressive and occur when the shark mistakes a human for its typical prey or investigates something that appears edible.
So I put Winnie Doodoo in the water.
I mean, she's...
And she gets nipped by a tiger shark. Does she have PTSD the rest of her life?
Potentially, yeah. But yeah. You could also deny her the joy of the ocean growing up on Long Island to be afraid of something that's one in a million, which sounds worse to me, quite frankly.
So are there regular tiger sharks, the big ones, not the sand tigers? Yeah, are there tigers out there?
No, not that are this close to the shore. I mean, they're...
Oh, until the first time someone shows up.
Blue sharks?
Yeah, I've seen blue sharks out there, actually.
Mako?
Yes, Mako. There's been a hammerhead sighting as well. But the sand tiger sharks are the ones you get to the closest to the shore.
You don't need to see hammerheads in the water. You see enough of them on the beach.
Yeah, right, in the marina. Yeah, I mean, the sand tigers are the ones that get closest to the shore. These other ones, they've not been reported close to the shore. And they do exploratory bites. Just trying to quell the fear, man. That's all, you know?
All I'm saying is that I think, you know, you have to try to prevent those things, and you have to do a good job of trying to identify where they are and make sure people know that they're in the area. That's all.
I mean, it's the ocean. One. It's like saying homeless people are in New York City. We know that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's the same thing. It's the ocean. It's like there's a crazy person in the middle of the street on Kenmare. Why did I say that so weird? Kenmare.
Right. Do they do exploratory bites also?
They could.
Allegedly, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.